His thing is going to be the love of the game. The way he played and the way that he was always there and you could count on him, I think those are probably the two biggest pieces of his legacy.
Availability and accountability. I think if you're trying to teach a young guy how to be successful in the NFL, and you talk about availability, I mean, you just think of number four.
The moment was never too big for him. If anything, it made him a better player. Some guys kind of cower and don't want to be in that moment. But when you see that your leader is a take charge type of guy, you just pile on and say, hey, we're riding your back. Take us there.
He played the game a certain way for sport, for competition, for enjoyment, for his teammates, for the fans. That's how he felt the game should be played. We need more of that.
He did things on the field that nobody has ever done before. Obviously, the three straight MVPs is incredible. He won a Super Bowl, but the starting streak is one that I don't think ever will be touched again. That Iron Man reputation fits him really well.
Where would this city be without Brett Favre? I look at what the Green Bay Packer history is today, and I wonder where we would be had we not made that trade for number four.
He was a super talented guy who was a wild stallion. You know, I think on and off the field. It would have been maybe easier just to let him be. And he was like the son I never had. And I'm glad he's kind of forgiven me for how hard I was on him at times. But I did it because I love the guy.
We witnessed this wonderful place here, Lambeau Field, where the Packers play. And all the building that's done here and the reconfiguration around the stadium. I mean, that's all Brett Favre. Brett Favre brought a winning tradition back to the Green Bay Packers. In my 38 years, he is the best player I've ever been around. I've been around some pretty good ones, but he is the best I've ever been around. You get one of those in a lifetime, and that was my one.
During Ryan's long and illustrious and now Hall of Fame career, he said you were the greatest player he ever saw.
Well, you can give me medals, you can give me trophies, you can plaques, whatever, but I've always just been a player. And there's nothing that means more than to hear things like that, especially from a guy like Ron Wolf, who's seen some great players. As proud as he is of his decision, and I know of me, I'm equally as proud of him and also of the fact that I made him right. You know, that means something to me.
Brett, Hall of Fame, jersey retirements, things like that bring about talk of legacy. What do you care about?
My legacy, I hope, is not determined by statistics. I know this, that all those records will be broken. Maybe some later than others. Consecutive starts, maybe a little bit later.
Maybe never.
Maybe never. So there was a little bit of everything. There was times where my talent really paid off, and like that throw to Kittrick Taylor and some of those throws on that last drive, the throw to Sterling Sharp and in the playoffs at Detroit when I was rolling to my left. You know, Ty Detmer would always say, I would never make that throw. I would never have that touchdown because I would never even attempt it. I just know better. And where I would say, what's the big deal? And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But I was not afraid to take that chance. And, you know, had I not taken that chance on a lot of the times of my career, I'd have just been mediocre. I wouldn't have been good. I probably wouldn't have been bad. I just would have been okay. And I'd much rather be what I am now than just okay.